The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Maddie on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Adam Spencer, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you, chaps. How are we?
Yeah, we're very well. We're going to talk about your book, but looks like we've got an expert on something else, Maddie.
Well, I just spoke about when my mum and dad went to the zoo and saw that it was some guys, basically Adam, were spraying aftershave and perfume on the monkeys and forcing them to masturbate.
Amorous monkeys.
Yeah, I know. It's just, we love amorous monkeys. Mm. But I believe also, not only are you an expert on numbers, but you're an expert on animals rooting.
We were out at Dubbo Western Plains Zoo earlier this year.
And good
we've
zoo.
An amazing place. And they've got this incredible animal breeding program there. There's some endangered species breeding. And we saw the Galapagos tortoise. And they've just had a couple of young ones that literally would fit in the palm of your hand. And these things will live to be 140. Amazing animals. We've had this beautiful experience seeing them. We go out of the little special enclosure with the young into the main enclosure. And over against the wall, there's a couple of other Galapagos tortoises that are doing their bit to try and add to the breeding program, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen Galapagos tortoises get at it, the old guy gets behind the female, climbs up on top, and this is all that sort of Galapagos speed.
Yeah, right? So it's clumsy.
So certainly not a quickie.
Literally ambles up the top and then lets out this sound that I swear is just... slips back off, climbs back up again... slips back off, and my elder daughter looks over, realizes what's happening, and goes, Dad, that is just so inappropriate.
And then one of them started rolling a bit their own right ox.
Wow. Well, Adam, you are an expert at many things, and numbers is something that we now realise, because you've got a new book out, and the book is called Big Book of Numbers, and you can go to adamspencer.com.au and obviously all good bookstores as well. What is this book about?
Yeah, it's two books in one. Okay. Half of it is just bizarre numerical trivia, not a mathematical thing at all. You know the old WD-40, right?
Yes.
What's that? WD is called, it stands for water displacement. And they were trying to work out this formula. WD formula one didn't work. WD two didn't work. They kept plugging away. The 40th formula they attempted, WD 40 worked. What are we going to call it? Bugger it. Let's call it WD 40.
Yeah. Okay.
So half the book is just loaded with mathematical trivia like that. The word 40, F-O-R-T-Y, is the only number in the whole English language that spells out in alphabetical order. F, then O, then R, then T. The only one. So half the book is just bizarre maths.
I like that. Okay.
And the other half reaches out to the sort of kid that I was in high school, bit of a numbers nerd who wants to be shown that mathematics is beautiful and can be something they could spend their life on. So half of it's total math geekery, and the other half is just bizarre numerical trivia that you don't need a mathematical bone in your body to fall in love with.
Beautiful. Okay, well, let's have a look at some of it. We've given you our favourite numbers.
Yes.
Now, what does it say about MG? His favourite numbers are number 6 and number 11.
I'll tell you a great thing about the number 6, MG. You're going to walk with me on this, okay? Don't be afraid. What are all the numbers that divide into 6? Apart from 6 itself, 1 goes into 6,
yes?
Yeah?
Yep.
2 goes into 6, and 3 goes into 6. What's 1 plus 2 plus 3?
6.
There you go. That doesn't happen very often with numbers.
Okay.
With the number 8, for example, 1 plus 2 plus 4 is 7.
Yep.
With the number 12, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 is 6 is 16. It's very rare that the divisors add up to the number itself. The Greeks thought that was so cute, they called it a perfect number. So 6 is a perfect number. 28 is the next perfect number. 1 plus 2 plus 4 plus 7 plus 14 is 28. Then 496, 8,128. I could be here all day. But they're very rare. So the number 6 is such a beautiful number, the Greeks called it a perfect number.
What's your IQ?
That's it. I go, all right.
6. Well, now, what is it?
In the 150s.
I'm sitting here going, my God, you're a smart man.
Nah, that's just gorgeous. It's just beautiful, that stuff.
You're the smartest man in the studio.
Oh, I don't know. We had, what's his name in last week? What's his name?
Stephen Hawking?
Yes, he was in last week.
Steve-O from
Jackass.
Didn't
have a lot to say, but he just knew he was smart. My favourite numbers, 6, 9, but particularly the great Maverick number, number 7 is my favourite.
What is it about 7?
I don't know. There's always something special for me about the number 7. It's a real standalone number.
It's interesting. If you ask a group of people, what's your favourite number or your lucky number, the most common choice will be the number 7. You'll ask a large group of people, what are your favourite? Or you say, pick a number between 1 and 10. 7 is the number that
sticks out.
And most people will just instantly blurt out.
And it's an imperfect number in the fact that you really can't divide it up.
It's a prime number.
Yeah. And what about Gussie's at 666? What's that mean?
Well, that's the tattoo on the back of his neck.
It's a teardrop.
But it's interesting. You see, with your 666 or your 7, people say lucky 7, and people have all these ideas of lucky numbers, right? People say the number 13 is unlucky, but there's some parts of the world where it's considered a lucky
number.
Yeah,
that's right. You see a lot of good, stars wearing that on their jersey.
The number 4. Now, the Chinese think the number 4 is unlucky because the word for 4 sounds a lot like the word for death. So they're about to build this massive residential tower in Sydney. It's going to go up to level 82, even though there's only 66 floors, because there won't be a 4th floor or a 14th or a 24th or a 30th or a 45th, because people won't associate, they associate bad luck with a building like that and won't want to invest money in it. But go into an Aussie hotel and try and get to lift on 13. Level 13.
You can't.
Not there.
In Italy, my father-in-law, we were going to buy a house, myself and my wife, and he was Italian, and the number of the house was number 17. He drove us crazy. He said, do not buy it. It's cursed. Yeah. Number 17 in Italy.
But in Chinese, they think the number 8 is lucky. So you'll notice from the Chinatown bus, the bus that goes from Haymarket to Star Casino has been given the bus route 888-888 because that's meant to be lucky. Think about it for a second.
Oh, yeah, straight to the casino.
But if you're catching a bus to the casino, you're probably not smashing it in the hole. The guys at Star aren't there going, uh-oh, he's got his Opel card. He's coming to clean us out again.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.
Sort of a year ago, you were
on the ABC
for many, many years. Are you enjoying not getting up at 3:30 in the morning? Are you enjoying this new life, writing books and relaxing and emceeing and hosting events?
Spending time with your kids.
I am. When I gave up, I thought this will be easy. Like about 3 weeks of just 10 hours sleep a night back in the game. It takes a good 6 months for the body clock. It's like any part of your body you've just traumatised and treated weirdly for a while. And for 6 months afterwards, you just occasionally, 2 in the morning, bang, wake up.
Up and about.
And like completely awake and just have to go and do some work for a few hours because some part of your body is thinking, I should not feel that rested. I've missed an alarm. I've missed my show. Boom, wake up. And you're just walking around the house, you know, with enough energy to run to Newcastle at like 2:15 in the morning, or you're lying there at midnight going, for the love of God, just go to sleep. Go to sleep. It takes ages to bounce back from.
People often ask us what time we get up and all that kind of stuff, and they said, well, and I compare it to having constant jet lag.
Yep.
It just always feels that little bit tired, always.
I used to say with Breakfast Radio to anyone at any time, I could lie down under this desk now and sleep for 12 hours, or I could stay up for the next couple of days.
And whatever. I will say this. I just had an international flight. We flew to New York together, me and MG, and his form of jet lag is very different. I mean, you're talking about a fistful of Valium there, you know what I mean? Seriously. So, I don't think it's quite that.
How did a maths geek get it to be a top rating DJ on Triple J and then a top rating, well, you killed it on ABC.
We're
glad you're not on Breakfast Radio anymore.
I was at Sydney Uni doing a PhD in pure mathematics. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Yes. And they had their first ever raw comedy competition. I entered that. It was the first one they'd ever had. The standard was abysmal, so I won.
Wow.
And I met the Triple J guys, and they said, do you want to come and do some radio? And I had this breakthrough realization. I think life is all about realizing your limitations and realizing what you're good at. And I just realized, in a room of random people, I'm a maths genius, right?
Yep. Mm.
In a room of maths PhDs, I'm as dumb as a box full of hammers. I am never going to be an elite. I'm the mathematical equivalent of someone who was a handy Shield cricketer.
Yeah.
Played a couple of tests. It never worked out. But now I'm commentating on the ABC over summer and I'm awesome at explaining what the really good guys are doing.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So I'm in the top 0.1% of the world mathematically, but I'm right at the bottom.
When you get to the
of
elite.
That top 0.1%. So my job is telling stories and making other people who might one day love it fall in love with it.
Well, let's talk about some of the stories over the years. You've interviewed some incredibly interesting people. Who is some of your favourites?
The people that I really enjoy doing interviews with, and you might be the same. I mean, you meet your massive superstars and all. I love when you see people who are famous and still just have a beautiful humanity.
Bloody oath.
I was interviewing Henry Winkler once, right?
Fonz
on Triple J. I'm blown away. So excited the Fonz is there. And there's a song playing. We're going to interview Henry in a couple of minutes. And the person who's with him from the TV station or the movie.
The Minder.
Says, yeah, would you like a coffee? Henry said, that'd be lovely. And the guy reaches around in his pocket, and it's clear the guy doesn't have any money. And Henry just puts his hand in his pocket, pulls out a $20 and goes, mate, go and get yourself whatever you want. You've been, you know, looking to give me something too. And
I go, that's nice.
What a sweet guy.
So he is that affable man.
I interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger once about his movie End of Days. Mm. And we've got a, and it's one of these full-on, you know, the ones of, look, we're going to tape everything you say. We're filming it. Don't even think of mucking around here sort of thing. And just we chat for 10 seconds before we start. I go, Arnie, this is going on a radio station called Triple J. It's going to go around Australia, okay? Okay, sure, mate. We start. I go, Arnold Schwarzenegger, welcome to Triple J. And he goes, well, why would I not be on Triple J? It's my favourite radio station in all of Australia. I mean, what I'm saying here is going to Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Hobart. Bring it on, baby. And was just so amazingly, like, for the next 6 minutes, I was the most important person in his life.
We had something similar, didn't we? We had a similar experience, but it wasn't that flattering to the guest, which was Steven Seagal. We spoke to him via the down the line, and all he wanted to talk about was his new straight-to-video movie, straight-to-DVD.
Ask us how the weather was in Australia. It was brilliant. You don't get many bad ones, but what about yourself? Anyone you've sat with, you're like, okay, here we go, Superstar, this is going to be fantastic, and you've just got, oh, man.
Will and I interviewed one of the guys from Radiohead on the line from Singapore.
Tom York or someone?
One of the guitar, John Greenwood. I don't mind Radiohead. Mm. Will was just obsessed with Radiohead, and a couple of seconds into the interview was just so excited, and it was on a bit of a phone delay, and it wasn't going well, and we both started to panic a bit, and I asked a couple of questions I thought were a bit funny. He made it quite clear he didn't answer funny questions, and it was it finished, and we just looked at each other and went, well, we're never going to get that chance again.
Yeah.
And that's just gone horribly wrong, and he probably doesn't think much of us either. Let's just pretend that never happened and move on. Whacka, whacka, whacka. Sometimes feeding the beast.
We'll make this new book perfect. It's funny that a lot of books coming out around the Christmas time.
Funny, yeah.
Imagine this would be an excellent Christmas gift.
Now that you mention it, look, if you've got a cousin or a nephew who's a little bit on the nerdy, geeky side and you were going to buy him a Doctor Who DVD.
We've all got one.
Exactly. Get them the big book of numbers. You look great because you've bought them a maths book.
Yeah.
They feel great. Mum and Dad feel great. They piss off to their room for a couple of weeks and don't bother anyone. The big book of numbers.
And you get that house on Copacabana.
There you go. Everyone's happy.
Adam, thanks for coming in, mate. You're always welcome on Triple M.
Absolute pleasure, boys. And well done on a great year for you guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks, appreciate it.
AdamSpencer.com.au for all the details on where you can find that book.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.